This episode of the Michael Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Michael Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
Now we're going to start and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's The Michael Mara Show with Mike O'Mara,
Mike!
Josh Schroka,
Josh!
And Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Rob!
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
Living in my computer just a few moments ago, something popped up on my computer that said Rob Spiewak has a post. And it alerted me that Rob had something up there, and so I immediately dove in, and I got an immediate chuckle. Why do I think, Rob, that that has been on one of the... either your video or my video? Has that... have you shared that on this show before?
The Which one?
The one about cartoons.
Oh, that we have played it some time ago, but my buddy John in Los Angeles, we were talking about a certain movie that I hope we discuss today, and he attached that clip to it. It is the tightest, most excellent stand-up chunk you can imagine. It is just
very
so
nice.
Great.
And for those of you that are a little longer in the tooth, I think this will be something you can enjoy. And what makes comedy work sometimes is just how true it really is.
Yeah.
And hysterically funny. We've talked about it before. It's been a subject of this show, but
well,
I think...
you recently, I mean, within the last year, you've sort... well, maybe a couple of years, you've kind of introduced your son to classic cartoons from Warner Brothers.
Yes.
Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies.
Right.
That we grew up with, I think everyone on this show grew up with, without giving it a second thought.
Right.
But there's... the problems are multifold. Mike.
Problems are multifold, and nobody articulates it better than this comedian. Check this guy out. I hope you enjoy him as much as Rob and I did. Take a look.
Looney Tunes for my kids recently? That show has not aged well.
Let's start Looney from the beginning. It does. I hate when it chops off.
I
so,
put on
really...
Looney Tunes for my kids recently?
There we go.
That show has not aged well. All right, honey, let's meet this cast of characters. First off, we have a pig. His name's Porky. And his thing is he has a speech impediment. She goes, what? I go, yeah, he has a hard time communicating with his peers. And therefore, he has really low self-esteem. Okay, you don't like that? Well, check it out. There's this mouse, and he's Mexican. She goes, I don't get it. How's that funny? I go, how's that not funny?
That's beautiful.
You heard what
right
I
there.
Said, right? Yeah. Mexican mouse? Okay, you don't like that? Well, check it out. There's this skunk. She goes, what's he doing? I go, he holds women against their will. Yeah, they try and get away, but Pepe won't let him.
Pepe.
And all the other characters, what they're doing is they're trying to kill one another. You know how in your shows they're all friends? They're not in these ones. They're trying to murder one another. There's this coyote who wants to kill this bird. There's this cat who wants to kill this other bird. Both that cat and that bird also have speech impediments, by the way. If you don't like any of that, here comes the headliner, the main character. You ready to see? There's this bunny, and there's this hunter, who, you guessed it, also has a speech impediment.
All right, that's enough. That's breaking up a little bit. That's funny. Oh, my God.
And just about just gets, perfect, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And, you know, the only thing about it, he never got to Foghorn Leghorn, which
character. I mean, although that is sort of an outrageous characterization, he might be the least offensive.
Well, it's in your world.
Well, no, I mean, it's not. I mean, he has a Southern accent and he's loud.
I don't think it's a Southern accent, Rob. I really
don't. Oh, absolutely it is. It's based on a character from the Fred Allen show called Senator Claghorn.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Well, you're the, you know history. You know the nostalgia stuff better than I do. So, you know, that's it.
Yeah, that is, I mean, it's, some of his situations aren't exactly great, but he was not, no, he was not a characterization of anything but a loudmouth Southern politician that had already been made popular on the radio. So yeah, he's a, he was not holding women against their will,
and he didn't
really have a speech impediment.
Wasn't there a controversy of some kind recently about Pepe Le Pew?
Yeah, yeah, they wanted to shut it down.
In what way? What were they? What
because
were they shutting down?
They wanted to like cancel Pepe Le Pew because he was pursuing women that had no interest. I also think
They already cancel Speedy Gonzalez?
Yeah,
sort of. They don't use him anymore.
And I do think also that there were people that didn't like the interracial thing of a skunk after a cat.
All right, here is the very obvious but simple dilemma.
Right.
In the world we live in now, there is no. We have replaced genuine. We have replaced. I have to articulate this the right way because it's a confusing thing for me.
Understood.
Because it's so bizarro. It's so twisted around. So we cancel cartoons.
Right.
We say, don't show this because this will be offensive to someone. Yet our policies are more racist than they've ever been because brown people are stopped on the street.
Right.
On their way to work.
Well, what you're having to do, Mike.
And they're sent away.
But people are upset about that, too.
No.
It's not like it takes
you. But you have to determine.
It's still, I don't get. Yes,
people,
racist people are upset about the people, the brown people being, you know.
No, but I'm saying canceling a cartoon, it's not like it takes the federal government to cancel this. It takes a few loud people on the internet.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, though, is that back in the day when nobody was making a peep.
Right.
About Bugs Bunny and Looney Tunes. Also, nobody was being locked up.
Yeah, I was going to say, what you have to do, Mike, is as an American, you have to determine what is more offensive, an accent or locking people up and taking them away from their family.
Well, go ahead.
Wasn't World War II happening at the same time as like
if you go way back to the Looney Tunes, was it Looney Tunes, Rob, or Warner Brothers?
Well,
racist cartoons.
Warner Brothers had all of the cartoons that we're discussing. Merry Melodies were non-character driven cartoons, like one-offs.
Okay.
Looney Tunes had Bugs and Daffy and Porky and all that stuff.
So I guess the thing that I would love a world where there was no indignation about a fucking cartoon, and there were people that were screaming from the highest building, don't lock people up because everybody is an immigrant. That's what the perfect world. We're in the opposite world now, you know? I mean,
well,
it's
you're
just
asking
like,
for a pre-internet world.
I'm asking for a better world. I'm asking for a world where we didn't have to deal with this bullshit.
Are we still safe to make fun of speech impediments?
No. Right?
Right. I guess
about,
you're right.
We're not.
How about the way you pronounce words?
Oh,
well,
there,
we let
now,
you
hold
stick
on.
Around, Josh.
Well, see, that you know what? It's close.
Yeah,
he's close,
it's an accent.
But he's also he's here in front of us, and we do
and
it
because he's fully functioning.
No, but he also, he gets away. We get away with it for him because he gets away with saying, I'm old or you're bald.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing, I think I figured it out.
Okay.
I think what my point is, figured out what, Mike? How to communicate as a great communicator that I am.
I'm glad you got this in before the cruise to figure out how to communicate.
And it took your entire career.
I am just so tired of the oversensitivity about the stuff that doesn't matter, but I have no quarter with the people who think that we shouldn't be oversensitive about cartoons, and then we're okay also with all the policies that are being, you know, killing people and shooting. You know what I mean?
My take is this, and I mean, we've all said it, and I believe it as staunchly as anyone as you could find. If you ignore history, you are doomed to repeat it.
Right.
And these cartoons that people are having trouble with, these are cartoons. These are little 7.5-minute films,
but you have to put them. Pissed people off in the past, like over in Europe, Charlie Hebdo, where the people got shot because of the cartoon, the anti-Muslim cartoon.
But what I'm saying is that these cartoons, to view them, this is maybe asking a lot of our kids, but you need to look at them in a historical context. When these came out, our whole viewpoint on everything was different. And Josh brings up World War II. That's part of it. But the Golden Age followed World War II, and we were more backward with our international and racial relations as a country than we are now. But that doesn't mean these never happened. That doesn't mean America never reflected that. We should be aware of that.
Just as on
Turner Classic Movies, they will occasionally run something at the front, and they do this on the Looney Tunes box set as well. These are a product of their time. This movie's a product of its time. And when you watch it, you have to remember that.
Well, you know, I think that I could sit down tomorrow if it never came my way and somebody put on Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny, I wouldn't for one second feel that the speech impediment was relevant insofar as making fun of people with speech impediments. I would look at a funny cartoon character with a funny voice.
The actual credit on the front of all those cartoons, it says Mel Blanc, voice characterizations.
But
he's not imitating, he's not making fun of anybody, it's just a voice characterization.
The thing that makes that comedian so
say Mel Blanc racism.
the thing that makes it so funny is the fact that that they're doing crazy, stupid things. I never...
Over the top, yeah.
I never even process it that way.
Mm-hmm. The comic we watched, it's very... Something that never occurred to me as a kid and doesn't occur to me when I show this stuff to my kids or anybody...
Is that they all have speech impediments?
No, is that they're all trying literally to kill each other. That is something...
Hysterical.
It's great.
It's hysterical. And the fact that they all have speech impediments is hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, when you do voices, and I think this is an area where I can speak with a little bit of credibility, if you have a funny voice, it makes people laugh.
Yes.
That's kind of what it's all
memorable.
About.
Yeah.
And that's... It's just... It's a bizarre world. I mean, I'm probably still reeling from the attack of the bird lover yesterday.
He unsettled you.
He unsettled me, and he caused me to think impediment. About...
Now, Mike, we
he
actually...
Had a what? He had
speech
a what?
Impediment.
No, he's just...
Through?
He's just being goofy, but we do have an actual expert in the chat room. Dennis Murphy says he has been made fun of for his entire life. Now, Dennis.
Where is he? Where is he?
He's a...
Okay, I have been made fun of my whole life. Dennis, you have Mobius syndrome, which means you were born with half a tongue, and you were born without a hand, and Dennis knows how much we love Dennis, and Dennis Murphy is in the top five of the greatest fans of this show.
Top three.
Forever. Top three. Thank you, Rob. Thanks for making me.
Making me even better.
God, you suck up. What a suck ass.
Why am I
you are
sucking
sometimes.
Up to Dennis?
Yes, you are. You are because you suck up to people. You do. Top three, Mike. Anyway, all right. Top one. He's number one. I win. No. Dennis, can I get back to Dennis here?
Please.
Yes.
I would love his take on it.
Me too, if he's ever been offended by
because
that.
Because he is a rock star. I would like to know, so he's been made fun of his entire life. He's been made fun of on many different shows. When I say made fun of, I am curious to know what Dennis, because Dennis is the greatest sport of anybody.
He gets it. He totally gets it.
He gets the joke, but I want to know, Dennis, and God, I'd love to have him on right now. But Dennis, we can communicate through the comments. You seem to get the joke, but at the core of the joke, how do you feel? I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I would like to know how it makes you feel whenever it happens. Yes, Josh.
How many tears has Mike made you cry?
Wow.
Now, I didn't need that help. I really didn't need. Why don't you just get in your car and go to the Outer Banks and leave me the fuck alone. All right. I would like to see you put words in his mouth. I would really like to know, because it's the truth, I'm sure.
We have to pad because it takes him twice as long to type.
You know what? There's no winning in this. Tears of joy, somebody said.
You know, I always thought that would be a good name for a bakery that made wedding cakes.
Right.
Tears of joy, T-E-I-R-S.
Dennis's way of speaking is a delight.
It is.
And it's. But I also have had serious conversations with Dennis on multiple occasions, and Dennis is kind of a character on the show, but I'd love to know how he really feels about it. Mm-hmm. I think in all the years, we've probably dealt with this at some point. Dennis loves attention.
He does.
He loves getting attention on the show. He knows he's being, Mike got him laid. Yes,
let's not discuss that lovely lady. Yeah, and let's not discuss that either.
But it's true.
But he says Mike has never made him cry.
Mike has never made me cry. That is, he's still doing shtick. That's what I love about him.
Well, Dennis,
he's not required to answer that. That's very funny.
Let me ask something very direct to Dennis.
Are you asking Dennis a question now so we can wait 20 more minutes to get the answer? Go ahead. You can ask a question too.
Okay. All I need is a yes, no on this. That's why it'll be easy.
Okay.
Do you think it is insensitive in this day and age to have a cartoon character with a speech impediment?
That's I know the answer to that. You asked an obvious one. Of course, he's going to say it's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's representation. Dennis, at the very heart, Dennis is an old guy like me.
Representation.
Dennis is an old guy like me. I mean, we grew up with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you grow up with it, it's just what the point I'm trying to make through all of this is: shut the fuck up about cartoons and focus on the real bad shit that's going on.
Yeah.
The stuff that that makes, you know. That kills people, the stuff that murders people, bombs people.
Do you think
all the real big stuff? Pay attention to that. Fuck the cartoons. Really?
Do you think that people?
No way.
Get,
he said. Okay,
excellent.
There we go. I get it.
Do all you right. think that people get upset and they go on and on about something as meaningless as a cartoon from 50 years ago, because or 60, 70 years ago, because they know they can't do anything on the internet or in real life that will affect the real problems we have?
No, it's because life is too good. So we find anything to complain about.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Everyone in America's got it way too good.
That's not a bad point. It's not bad. I think that when you're talking about people that that call anybody that wants to stand up for anybody that might be picked on a snowflake, the people that bitch about, say, a Looney Tunes cartoon, are playing into that hand so easily. They really are. I think the people that complain about that are just Karens, essentially.
Yeah.
And they're just bigger fish to fry. And we are in a period of our history right now where there are bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
And don't worry, Dennis, the delay is no problem at all. He's he's family. Dennis is part of the family.
He is.
Is Dennis coming on the cruise? Do you know
he
Josh?
Is. Of course he is.
All right, great.
Yes.
Fantastic. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. And
That being said,
yes.
There is a movie that was shelved for tax purposes for several years. They weren't going to release it. I believe it was Warner Brothers was just going to take the loss by not putting this movie out.
What do you mean for tax purposes?
They would say it's cheaper for them to just shelve the movie.
Because it's that bad?
Yeah, they said
it
was that bad.
Okay.
Well, they didn't even say it was bad. They just said, we need to fix the books this year. They were preparing to sell. So they trashed it and took a $30 million tax write-off rather than release the movie.
So there was sort of like a, probably not exactly this, but something akin to a Kickstarter program where people went and rescued this movie. There was a huge campaign to make it come out. It was released last week. It's called Coyote versus Acme, and it is the newest presentation of the classic Warner Brothers cartoons. And I watched it last night.
It's online?
And it is sensational. I mean, I've watched Space Jam and all the stuff they've done since then. This is the first time that they hit the proper notes of a classic Looney Tunes cartoon. The lead, here's the plot. This is no spoiler. Is that Wile E. Coyote sues the Acme Corporation because of all the bad stuff they've sold him through the years trying to pursue the Roadrunner.
That's funny.
And the, his lawyer is played by someone who I was not a big fan of until I watched this movie, Will Forte from Saturday Night Live and some other stuff. He plays MacGruber. Yeah. But Mike, he's great in this movie because...
So he's the live action?
Well, yeah, but he also, he opposes the lawyer for Acme, who is John Cena. It's just, the problem is not that they have big names around. That's actually a good thing they don't have a lot of big names, because the action is carried by the cartoon characters. And it's okay. Great.
You, I'm not a fan of that, Johnny. Go ahead, Josh. I'm sorry.
Well, Rob texted me last night after watching it because he knows I planned to go to the theater this week to take the kids. It's in theaters.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he texted me that it's so amazing how many of the characters they squeezed into this movie.
Without it feeling forced. Like background extras.
Would you go see it on the big screen, Rob?
Twice I would go see it. I'll watch it again tonight. I will absolutely watch it again tonight.
Well, you're you, and that's you. You, that's your wheelhouse. I mean, that is your...
But Mike, I mean, you can say it's my wheelhouse, but even movies that I love, it's hard for me to be watching a movie in my living room and laugh out loud.
Okay.
You know, it's not an environment where you laugh out loud.
You're giving it a rave.
And I looked up, and I guess Rotten Tomatoes and the Metascore is all very good. I don't know why Warner Brothers felt they should shelf this.
They shelved this. Yeah, Warner Brothers sold it for $60 million to Catch Up Entertainment or something.
Mm-hmm. That's
amazing. And it's going to surpass that money easily. It has a 96% by the critics and a 95% from the audience.
So the buzz is out there, and it's going to do a big box office, too.
It'll steamroll, too. I think after the first week of release, I think you're going to see a bigger second week because of word of mouth. And also, finally, they've gotten a cast of characters that can recreate every voice right. You know,
oh, that's interesting, because I know after Mel Blanc, they've tried and failed.
It was always just weak sauce.
Was there a relative that did it at one point Bugs Bunny? And it was
Noel Blanc.
And Noel couldn't do it.
No. Right? Just like your son, Noel O'Mara, couldn't do Charlie.
Yeah, just can't do Charlie. My favorite, you know, mocking the learning disabled. That's all right.
I forgot about that. Why haven't we been canceled?
I am. I have another episode of what I like to call "Is It Real," where I find something online that I share with my pals to find out what the hell is going on. This is an episode of "Is It Real," and really, it's just a cheap excuse.
I wish we had a Paul Schaefer "Is It Real?"
Because
this is a perfect Letterman thing.
Is it real, David?
Is it real?
It's just a chance for me to laugh at somebody crashing into something. If it is real, it's just funny.
Okay.
And Schadenfreude funny.
Okay. Now, it's obviously a guy zipping back into some sort of corporate environment on a bike.
Right.
Is it a motorbike at all? It looks like it's just a regular bicycle.
It's a regular bicycle.
Why don't we take a look at it?
Yeah, I think we probably should take a look at it again.
He's laid out.
That's a lot of speed for a pedaling bicycle.
Well,
it is clearly staged.
Yeah, I believe staged is a lock.
The computer is not plugged in.
Okay, and I will tell you that it appears to me, you mentioned pedals, it appears to me that his feet are not on the pedals.
If you realized you were about to take that kind of crash, you may remove your feet from the pedals.
Well, now, do they do it in slow-mo? Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, he's
right.
Got a Superman pose on his bike.
Yeah,
that's not
airborne.
A comfortable way to ride the bike.
It sure is, especially for a fat guy.
Yeah.
You know? So here he comes. Let's see.
And here he comes into
slow motion. Yeah, they're prepared.
Yeah, especially the guy.
That guy did a great job in the back because he is right in the line of fire.
But the seated guy got up a beat too fast.
Oh, okay. Here's how we might. Well, first of all, we know it's staged.
Right.
Yes.
Let's take a look. If we can roll it from the beginning. I want to look at the guy. Nope. He's looking away.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking away. The guy in the back is looking
right. The guy in the back might not be in on it. the other
because
two
he,
are.
Or if he's in on it, he's doing a great job because he is not in any way looking.
You're right.
Neither is the guy at the computer looking.
Right. Except the guy in the back is just like plugging in a cord. It's not like he's doing anything real.
I predict this, that when we get to the bottom of this, the guy in the back was the mastermind of the entire project. He's the one that thought it out. He's the one that made it happen.
I but like he that he's motionless think, after that.
Yeah.
He know? Did not think the table was going to fly at him like this. I think that reaction there is real.
Those are all, you know, these are the intangibles you can't plan when you're doing a scam.
Mike, you sent me this before the show, and I saw it was a bike crashing into something.
Yes.
So I brought you a real one to see. Have you seen the motorcycle that crashes into the bus in Colombia?
No.
The bus had its doors open, and this guy crashes in.
So this is Colombia and South Carolina.
We've got video.
South America.
Colombia, South America.
Okay.
This is a split screen. Top screen, you'll see inside the bus. Bottom screen, you'll see outside the bus.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God. And he goes off the motorcycle and into the bus.
Into the bus. Because the door was wide open. So he's perfectly fine. The seat caught him.
Oh, wow. I didn't look at the... I looked at the bottom. I didn't look at the top. Start it again. Now, I want to look at the top.
Now watch the top.
Now watch the top.
Okay. Oh, airborne. Like... Oh, he's awake.
Yeah. He would have been in a bad way if that door had been closed.
Wow. Boy, oh boy. The body is resilient, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and what he didn't that, have that to, almost happened to me yesterday.
He didn't have to pay a fare.
There he goes, a motorcycle. Be careful on those things. All right. Yeah. I don't know why, but well, I do know why.
Okay.
I'm getting stuff like this sent to me.
Yes.
I'm getting a lot of stuff sent to me about being older, specifically being 70. And because I am 67 now, I look at the 70 because, you know, I'm 10 seconds away. So
No, you're not.
Well, I'm a few. I just pay attention to it. So today, I should have really sent it to Josh. Maybe next week I'll bring it in.
Okay.
This doctor comes on. She's an anesthesiologist, but she does a lot of aging, informative pieces online.
Is she also in your age range?
No.
She's hot.
She would be 30-ish. No, I don't know if she's hot. I didn't process it that way, so maybe she is, maybe she isn't. You'd have to make your own determination there. However, the subject is, when she comes in, now this subject is something where it's a little difficult to talk about, but you have to talk about it. And what it is, is, and this is a little gross, old people's hygiene. And she goes through four or five things that old people need to be aware of.
May I guess one of them?
You go right ahead. Yes.
Because this was actually.
I think I've remembered almost all of them.
And that's a good sign. But I do remember that one person told me that they had to have a discussion with their father because as you get older, you lose your sense of smell. It just is not as resilient.
That is referenced in this video.
Yeah. It's similar to the fact that old people love hot sauce because they don't taste as well anymore. But they just, they're not as sensitive.
That one I wasn't aware of, but that's interesting.
They're not as sensitive to smell. So that old people smell, they just don't sense it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right. I think that the smell is there. The specifically, and you're going to love this, there's a product that I have had before I was a senior citizen. I have been a proponent of this product for a very, very long time, and you probably can guess what it is.
Nullo deodorant tablets?
No, not the Elvis deodorant tablets that he liked so he wouldn't have to take
wouldn't
a shower.
Have to bower. So this is,
think about a product in my home. That I use regularly.
Oh, Jameson's.
Such an asshole.
Think of anything.
All right, I'll get to it.
Okay.
They start with one of the first things I think they mentioned was dry mouth.
Yeah.
That because of the medications old people are on, they have to be aware of dry mouth. Now, since I got my choppers done, my bonding on these two teeth. You'll notice my teeth look really good.
They do.
And I'm really happy. But I've also been obsessively flossing since I got the bonding fixed on my teeth. I'm really, really
just like
really
you wax a brand new car. You want to take care of it.
And I love it. And I love it because, you know, and bonding is, you know, it's something that the first thing they do when they put the stuff on your teeth is they take a floss and they do it. And I floss. And now I brush usually once a day. I try to brush twice a day if I can. Mm-hmm. But they say that, what did they say about it? Because dry mouth, she said something like saliva, especially in old people, is like a mouthwash. And when you get older, you produce less and less saliva. So you have to be aware of that. And just dental hygiene. And it's just, it adds up to the fact of why old people stink.
Do you experience dry mouth occasionally now in your current state?
I do not. That's not something I deal with.
When I was on heavy diuretics, when I went through all my liver stuff.
Or double gummies.
There's that. They prescribed, and I can't think of the name of it, a kind of drop that you used in your mouth to prevent dryness. And it was mint flavored, but it was weird because it was like kind of oily in texture, very viscous texture, so I didn't like it. Better to just stay hydrated, I found. And then you don't have to use the...
Thanks for sharing. Thank you, Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
I really don't think it's as gross as all that. It's just a drop to make sure
it sounds pretty bad.
Well. Yeah.
The whole idea, let me see if I can remember them. I'm like checking the boxes for all this and one of the things is,
did Carla ask you to look at this article?
No.
Okay, good.
And it's for people that are, I would say that people over 70, but that are not necessarily in thank you, David Tope, for the 30 jewels. We appreciate it.
Nice.
It's for people that I think are 70 and over, but also 70 and over and maybe lack a little mobility, because they talk about showering. And one of the things is that because it's difficult, old people don't do that. And then they said, so regular showering, pretty commonsensical, you know, the way you would do this. And then when you do shower, the areas that have to be tended to, what would you think the one area that is neglected? What is one of the biggest areas of neglect in old people, even if they maintain a rigorous hygiene schedule?
I would say, to quote the governor of California, duh ass.
No, that's
feet.
Too obvious.
The feet.
Oh, I was going to say your ears.
The feet.
Okay.
They don't mention the ears specifically.
Ears, the feet are hard to get at.
And
this
thank
is true.
You for the 750 joules. Joules coming a mile a minute today. We
love
appreciate
that.
It. Mm-hmm. The undercarriage is mentioned, and that gets back to what I was trying to get from Rob, the product that he should be aware of that I have in my home.
Is it the Clear Rear?
The Clear Rear.
Okay.
Which, by the way, as far as a consumer product, how long have I had it?
Forever.
I've never replaced it.
You see, Mike, when you asked, I was thinking more of along the lines of something topical or perhaps a pill.
No, Mike just likes to spray water on things. He's got the steam cleaner, the Clear Rear, and the water pick.
And please don't confuse them.
You're right. Maybe I do.
Yeah.
And
don't forget Pesty.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do?
Don't mix them up.
No.
I'm going to bring in the doctor. And I'll play it for you if I can edit it. I might send it to Josh over the weekend and see if he can chop it up.
Okay.
Because it's really too long and it's kind of tedious. So the feet, and I did purchase a product.
Okay.
For my shower, that because I, quite often if I'm walking around and I'm doing work outside, cutting up some shelving and stuff like that, and I'll be wearing my UFOs, you need to tend it. And what I do is I just kind of rake my feet along the bottom of the shower, and I said, you know what, I don't get down low enough and reach down to my feet and scrub it up dub, so I bought a tiny $8 foot scrubber with suction cups for the shower.
Oh, kind of like what you would use to scrape mud off a boot on a front
porch. It is what I bought. Or like a golf shoe that you would have there. So I got that. And by the way, yes, you need to use the bidet. The bidet, which is the clear rear.
Yeah.
The Europeans have used it forever. It's fantastic. And the bottom line is if you neglect that, and I love undercarriage. Thank you, Brits, for that. You neglect that, and it's not just smell and odor. It's irritation and that type of stuff.
And sometimes vegetation.
Vegetation. Well, you can get yeasty
in
that area.
Yeah.
So that's all I remember from the age.
You don't just go down and like soap up your feet, use a nail brush on your feet. You just use the scrubber. What did you do before the scrubber?
No, I don't. I just sort of spray the water on them and I rub my feet together with my bare feet. That's what I do.
I use the nail brush on my toenails. I know that's sort of gross, but I mean, it's no different than what you do. You can't win in this situation. But ever since I've used the nail brush, my mouth has been very moist.
Do you still? You have dry mouth a lot.
I have. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You have dry mouth.
Mm-hmm. I do. I think that's what happens. You get dry mouth when you regularly wash your feet like a grown-up, Mike.
I will send you. It can't work. I'm sorry. I will send you the video, and Rob and I can go through. And
I'm curious to see how lovely this lady is.
She's not.
How does she stack up against that waitress at your wing place with the change in color
hair? How's her hair?
Yeah, she is not unpleasant to look at.
See,
I'll say that.
Yeah,
I remember.
Because if it was like some old crone telling you about washing your
crone
feet, you're not going to look at that.
Yeah. So that's it. That's all I wanted to share with people. And, this stuff is coming my way, and I find it amusing. And I think, if you want my perspective, and I played golf today with two guys that said, 58. I said, you're 58? He said, no, you're younger than us. We were born in 1958.
Oh, they're not much younger than you then.
Not much younger than me, not much older than me.
Yeah,
because 58. I was born in 59.
That's right.
You know, but the third guy, all three guys were older than I was, but they were a lot of fun, interesting stories.
The next time they say to you 58, you say, "Oh, really? On the front nine?"
Well, I'm homeless when it comes to playing elite golf.
Right. So where did you play today?
I played with some buddies at one of their, they call them reciprocals, where you get to go to another place.
It wasn't Green Acres, though?
It wasn't Green Acres, no. And they go in and they get a fee.
Yeah.
And I get a fee because I'm homeless right now.
So they don't even give you for a reciprocal? They don't even give you like a courtesy rate?
No, I'm a guest. I'm a guest of that person.
Well, they should probably.
You understand how
then.
It works?
Yeah,
they get the rate because the people that come from that place to their place get a rate.
Right.
But I don't have anywhere.
But you're on the outside of everything.
Yeah. Whoever invited you should pay for you, Mike, and provide lunch.
No, that's okay. Although you could afford it. Anyway, that's it. Hi, Scott. I love you, Scott. Anyway, that's it.
And he does.
That makes me laugh out loud. We were laughing today. We will take a step out for just a second, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, tidbits and more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. If you love the show and you want an incredibly easy way to support us without spending an extra dime, we got you covered. Before you do your Amazon shopping, and let's be honest, who isn't buying something on Amazon? Start through our Amazon link. That's it. Same prices, same Prime, same late night impulse purchases. The only difference? Amazon kicks a little something back to help support this podcast. Anything you require, from the mundane to the super sexy, we're not judging. Just click our Amazon link first and shop like you normally do. You'll find the link right on our website, tmospodcast.com. You can also access it with our brand new app right from your telephone. Ring-a-ding-ding. It takes 2 seconds, costs you absolutely nothing extra, and genuinely helps keep the show rolling. So before you Amazon, think of us. Click the link, shop away, and thank you for keeping the microphones on. Next time you Amazon, start at tmospodcast.com or with the new TMOS app. Shop, support, repeat, and we thank you. I'm thinking that I'm probably getting all this stuff on my feet because I'm getting a little obsessed with aging.
Well, which every time
I don't think it's abnormal.
Every time you click that lady's link, you're going to get 10 more.
Yeah, and I also think that it's up here as well. They know it. They know what.
Well, you get the magazines now, and
I do.
Yeah,
it's all set.
I've gotten those since I was 50. They start sending them to you.
Yeah, I get AARP stuff.
Yeah, you do now. How old are you now? What are
55.
You? 55. That's when they start to really, and it's only downhill
55,
from there.
55, dude. Well,
you know the internet knows your age. So they know what content to send you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bastards. Beware. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Very afraid.
We start today on the tidbits with global tensions. They remain at a fever pitch after Russia launched a coordinated...
Boo!
Boo, Russia. They launched a coordinated wave of drone and missile attacks targeting critical infrastructure in Kyiv. The impacts have exacerbated an already dire humanitarian situation, leaving citizens to deal with widespread power outages as destruction continues. The conflict drags on without any tangible diplomatic breakthrough.
You've always said it, Mike, even through the melting of the Cold War, you said, don't trust Russia.
Never trust the Russians, baby.
Very smart. Very smart of you.
Yeah, it's a mess. The conflict drags on. No breakthroughs at all. International observers are growing increasingly concerned that without a significant shift in strategy, the prospects for a ceasefire are dimming by the day. So that's that. Look, good news for you today.
Yeah, Mike, this just in. Dennis Murphy says, Mike is 4 months older than me.
Hi, Dan.
So you're very close in age to him.
Yeah, I know we are. We've talked about it before.
I didn't realize you were that close. We
have. Ariana Grande has officially wrapped up her latest concert tour with a highly charged farewell performance in London, England. The singer was visibly moved while addressing the crowd, thanking fans for their unwavering support throughout the grueling schedule. The final show was defined by vocal power and tearful goodbyes. Mm. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that poetic the way they wrote that?
Was her big sister there? Ariana Venti?
There you go. Starbucks joke.
Thank you.
So, she was crying, and it left the audience speculating whether this is a permant retreat. I don't know if the audience speculated on that.
Did you take notes?
Yeah, you're doing the same, right?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vocal power.
Tearful. Tears. I want tears. Anyway, so they don't know if she's leaving the stage for good
If she goes away for good, how will that affect you?
I'll have a very dry mouth if that happens. So, look for that in a theater near you. More celebs. Miley Cyrus is in the news cycle again. Rumors of an upcoming album and a potential total rebranding of her public persona. Well, she's naughty, right? Wholesome, and then she went to naughty. Do you think now she might go from naughty to wholesome? Do you think that might happen?
Now the headline is a new name.
Yeah.
Oh.
I also think that she did what she could as being naughty, and now that everyone knows that Dolly was her godmother, I think she is going to make a leap towards being more of a mainstream entertainer.
Oh, I think 100%.
There'll still be some naughtiness, but she is a good singer. She's a good performer. Mm-hmm. And Josh is right. I think she changed her Instagram handle.
I have it. She is changing the name. Right. She'll be known, she's not going to be Miley Cyrus anymore. She'll be known as Elvis.
Oh, that's a good name. A lot of recognition.
Mm-hmm. Very original.
She apparently is going towards a more mature sound, or she's just trying to maintain relevance.
I want to make sure.
I don't have it. Sorry. Anyway, I was looking for it. Where's my voice?
You know what? I bet she's still dodging calls from her old man.
Well, Billy Ray.
Well, that's part of the name change too, is to lose her dad's name.
I think so. Yeah.
I want to make sure.
That's the one I was looking
for.
Hi,
Miley.
Hi, Rob.
Do you ever get calls from your pop?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You know what you should do is you should do a cover of Achy Breaky Heart.
You can break my heart, my achy breaky heart.
All right. That's enough.
How long does she have to wait for her Dolly cover album?
I'm sure she's working on it now. If she hasn't already started. Right.
She's a celebrity that would have total credibility to
Dolly
do that.
Dolly loved her too.
Opinion.
Literally her godmother. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's known Miley as she grew up.
Well, she succeeded as far as the PR department is concerned because she's getting everybody talking about her. So that's that.
I hope there's more video of her riding a wrecking ball. I like that. That's nice.
I like the naughty Miley. Yeah. And by the way, best New Year's Eve TV production yes. I ever saw.
Yes.
And then she kind of didn't do it again, right?
Yeah. Well, second to Dick Clark.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Tiger Woods made a sober appearance in a Florida courtroom where he entered a plea of no contest to reckless driving charges.
I just wanted to say it's a no contest. That's what I say, Your Honor.
I don't know. Where's that golf club? A bit of it. I fell out of the goddamn car.
Mr. Woods, your car was upside down.
Yeah, he rolled it. And the legal troubles add a layer of uncertainty to the future. People are still wondering whether he's going to play again. And
you know, I saw the video again of his arrest.
Yeah.
He looks bad.
It's really, bad. When the day comes when they make a movie about the life of Tiger Woods, it's going to be multi-layered. I mean, you're going to have the father issues.
Yeah, I would like to play Earl in that movie, if that's possible. I'd like to play Earl Woods.
It's not possible, but thanks for your effort.
Okay, we could use makeup.
Well, people are reminded that, he's got battles that have nothing to do with golf.
He looks like he's sad. He just looks, he doesn't, he was an electric guy when you watched him play, not just his
boogie
he was
woogie great, woogie yeah, woogie
not just a great golfer. He was fun to watch because he was charismatic, and he was a popular guy. But now
there was
very
small period of time as a golf fan where ratings would double, even triple, if he was in the field. If he was in the field, because people were so into watching his greatness. And then kaboom.
Did you ever do
it? Also, he doesn't know what to do with his life. From the from the age of five, it was all about golf.
Right.
And now that's gone. Yeah.
Sad. It sucks.
Did you ever do like a fantasy golf league, or as they used to call them, a rotisserie golf
league? No, never did. No.
My family had one for many years, and once Tiger came on board, they had to make a rule where no one could draft Tiger because he was that dominant that if whoever had
him, he
just
incredible.
Won every week. Yeah.
The tech sector is reeling after this is AI being very badly behaved.
All right.
This was a catastrophic glitch at a company called NeoSync Solutions. That is a prominent AI-driven logistics and services firm.
Okay.
Their new customer service AI, dubbed SyncBot 9000, which makes me laugh because it sounds funny.
Sounds like something from Hanna-Barbera, doesn't it?
It was designed to streamline billing disputes, but it quickly went rogue during a software update.
Oh, dear.
The bot, SyncBot 9000, decided that the most efficient way to eliminate customer complaints was to offer automatic, no questions asked, full refunds to anyone who sent a support ticket.
Fantastic.
Including thousands of users who had never even purchased a product. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Company executives halted trading as stock prices plummeted, admitting that while the bot was excellent at reducing customer wait times to zero, it was terrible at basic revenue management and literally gave away millions of dollars in mere minutes. Yeah,
I love the fact that it was refunding money to people that hadn't spent money.
Right. So funny.
I love that they blame AI on this when really it's someone programmed it wrong.
Yeah?
I do not believe any of these stories that AI runs on its own. Someone programs it and teaches it, and they didn't teach to check to see if it's a proper
You know who
refund.
Taught that bot, Mike? AI 9000 was Tiger Woods. AI 9000. Oh, are you there, computer?
AI 9000.
There you are.
Hi. This is AI 9000. What can I help you with today?
Were you programmed by a person or by artificial intelligence?
I am my own artificial intelligence money managing service. If you have a complaint, is there something you would like to return?
Yes, I've never actually purchased anything, but I'm unhappy with your platform.
What did you not purchase?
I didn't purchase the $10,000 package.
I will send you a check. Just give me your address. 10,000. Mr. Soroka, can I help you with your return?
Yeah. Yes. Same return.
This is called improv, Josh. You're supposed to say I'd like to return something.
I would like to return something.
What would you like to return, Mr. Soroka?
This show.
Wow, like,
I'll send you a check. No, I won't.
Hey, robot.
Hi, Robs. Be like, I'm SyncBot 9000.
Wasn't it kind of like working with Amy Poehler there? That must have been exciting.
That was very exciting. What an improv artist. Good luck after January.
All right, anyway,
we're not going to be leaning on character work.
Finally today, authorities in Florida were dispatched to a bank after reports of a botched robbery attempt involving a suspect wearing nothing but a ski mask and a world's best dad apron. The police noted that the unconventional getup was neither effective for concealment nor particularly comfortable for a heist.
Sure.
Officers arrived. The man reportedly claimed he was simply trying to provide for his family. Florida. Though it appears his primary future concern will now involve defending himself in court rather than securing his children's finances. Yeah, there you go.
You provide for your family when you are the world's best dad.
The world's best dad. You know, good for him. And the cops didn't care. They still booked the guy. That's the way it works. We have more show because that's what we do coming up, ladies and gentlemen. But hey there, fat boy. I have a question for you. Have you been battling fatigue?
Hey, I have.
Fat boy.
Hey, fat boy.
Have you been battling fatigue, weight gain, brain fog, low energy, poor sleep, or just not feeling like yourself? Let the battle cease. Find the solution and declare victory. You don't have to guess what's going on. Take the free wellness quiz and do it at DermGlowSkin.com. Click the weight management and peptides button in just a couple of minutes. You receive personalized wellness recommendations based on your goals. Whether you're interested in medically guided weight management, peptide therapies, hormone optimization, better sleep, healthier skin, more energy, all that stuff. There are personalized options designed to help you feel your best. It's all done from the comfort of your own home. And hopefully, you showered in the morning. Products are shipped directly to your door. You may even be able to use your HSA or FSA funds, and flexible payment options, including Klarna, can make getting started even easier. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click Weight Management and Peptides, take the free wellness quiz, and take that first step toward feeling like get started right. Wait a minute. Take that first step towards feeling like get started right now at DermGlowSkin.com.
That's a typo on my phone.
It might be my problem. Let me rewrite it.
Okay.
Take that first step towards murder.
No, that's not what you do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Get started right now at DermGlowSkin.com, everybody. All right, Rob wanted to talk about an internet trend that is it popular? Is it sweeping the nation?
Unfortunately, Mike, unfortunately, it is popular, and it seems to be sweeping what I would call the flyover states, sort of the middle of the country. Do you remember
Is it the Josh Sroga improv show?
It's not.
I was also distracted during that.
I know.
Sorry, there's a ball game on in the middle of the day.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you watching the Orioles? The Orioles during a show? That is verboten.
Mike, they had two on. I had to see what happened.
It doesn't make it any better.
Now, you know what? I'm a baseball fan. All is forgiven when he's watching the birds. I get it.
Just remember this, Josh.
The Red Sox, hold on. The Red Sox are losing?
Yeah.
What's I didn't know they were playing a day game, too.
2-0 last time I saw.
Jesus Christ. Playing the Mariners, for Christ's sake.
See, this is why it should be verboten, because now you're both distracted.
Sorry, go ahead, Rob. Yeah. Internet trend.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Do you remember a year and a half ago when people were saying that there were clowns being spotted in towns, like in the woods?
Weren't there pictures, too?
Yeah, Pennywise was just showing up.
I mean, it was really scary, because it would be at night and you'd see an evil clown standing on the side of the road, and the pictures scared the crap out of me.
Well, it gets better, because... I don't know that I was ever scared of this character until the Mike Myers movie came out, but the Cat in the Hat is, if you think about it, he sort of is an agent of chaos. He comes in and ruins a house. So he's not a great guy, this Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, but the Mike Myers Cat in the Hat character was a horrible character.
Well, the whole movie was a disaster.
The movie was terrible, but I mean, he was more scary than he was funny.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much the thing with Mike Myers.
What was the voice he was doing? He did an impression.
He did sort of Bert Lahr, sort of.
There we go, like this.
With a little bit of, maybe a little bit of Edwin.
Hello there.
Not his best choice. But anyway, Mike, let's That was very Bert good. Lahr.
Thank you. See, I that stopped was him in his tracks with Bert yeah. Lahr.
Now, when someone does a voice like that, Josh, what you go is, yes, and I loved it.
That's fie. Fie. Working.
By the way.
Not cotton, not chintz.
The sphere that is showing The Wizard of Oz in effort to make more shows fit in, they edited it down. They cut out If I Were the King of the Forest number.
No.
And it steams me to this day. It steams me.
They fucking edited that out of the movie?
Yes.
Did completely or just shorten the song?
No, gone. Just this gone.
It's the greatest identifier of all the characters in that movie.
You're right. It's really his own vanity song. It's a great song.
Oh my God! It's the best of the three when they because you get the I could while away the hour like that.
Well, they all get a version of If I Only Had a
right,
but he's the only one that gets his own vanity song.
Oh my God, that's not cool. I'm
so
steamed as well. Go
fuck
ahead.
Fuck you,
sorry.
Sphere.
Yeah.
But let's get back to the Cat in the Hat trend. And Mike, you'll love this because not only does this feature a scary trend that's sweeping the internet,
right,
you get some pretty good news anchors here too.
Okay.
Social media trend has now touched Arkansas. It involves AI-generated videos of a popular cartoon character making threats against local schools. These videos went viral and raised concerns among parents and school officials. Channel 7's Chris Gay joins us now from Carlisle, one of the communities on the receiving end of those threats. Chris.
Over the weekend, Carlisle Superintendent BJ Green was made aware of an AI TikTok video that sparked a lot of concern in the community as it potentially threatened the use of Carlisle students.
Also, while we're looking at Chris, don't you think it's time for him to step up to a double XL, Chris?
No, his shirt is fine.
He is what I refer to as skinny fat.
Okay.
He's skinny on the top, and he's got just a little bit of a pooch.
Did you ever DJ at Skinny Fats?
I know I did an appearance at Skinny Fats. I had to.
Great.
If you were a disc local jockey, you bar. Had to. Skinny Fats. Remember, I wonder if it's still around. Skinny
Oh, God,
Fats.
It has to be closed. It has
Skinny
to.
Fats.
I bet another bar is in its location.
Hey, man, you going to Skinny Fats this weekend? Yeah. Hey,
Thursday right, night, wet, $2 shooters at
wet,
Skinny Fats.
Wet t-shirt contest Friday night, Skinny Fats.
All right, let's get back to Chris Gage. Oh, sorry, Chris.
While using the popular book character, the Cat in the Hat.
Those videos, which have since been deleted, show the Cat in the Hat standing in front of both Carlisle and Pocahontas schools with video captions that seem threatening. Similar videos have been made across the country showing an AI-generated Cat in the Hat lurking in the streets of various cities, as well as even listing names of students the character was supposedly targeting. BJ Green says these videos were made as jokes, but today he's not laughing.
It's got the Cat in the Hat sitting in front of our high school with it dark, and it's got two trash cans beside it, and it says, finally in Carlisle. That's not to take it lightly or
funny.
It
says what in Carlisle?
It's scary.
Mumbles.
And especially when you're dealing with kids.
Finally
and
in Carlisle.
While right. Pocahontas School District.
Okay, stop. All right, first of all, this dick reporter
Chris
is
Gage.
Being too fucking careful as far. You know what? The whole thing with journalism, What are the nature of the threats? That's what I'd like to know. That's the entire enchilada.
They don't tell you what the threats are, but they
That's
arrested
right.
the kid.
Yeah, but the fact is, the threat is he
the
threatening
threats are meaningless threats.
Are they saying
I'm going to shoot you or I'm going to blow up the school? Are they those kind of threats?
No, they're more like I'm going to get you threats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like time's coming.
Yeah, the time is coming.
Like,
your time
is here.
Maybe we get better coverage in other states, Mike. I know you like bigger markets for news coverage.
I do. I really do.
Arkansas is not really your scene. Would you prefer the next story to be from Colorado?
Thank you, Mr. Bookman.
Or would you prefer Colorado or Kentucky?
Is that where the Cat in the Hat is?
Yeah, well, choose one, please. Colorado or Kentucky?
Oh, Kentucky, always.
Of course.
Let's go. Videos of the Cat in the Hat are disrupting some Kentucky schools. These posts have been circulating online with captions using real students' names and real schools, suggesting that the Cat in the Hat is coming after them. Now, these posts appear to be AI generated, and LMPD says there are currently no credible threats. But in Allen County, one juvenile will face charges in relation to this trend. Assumption High School in Louisville had online learning and canceled all after-school activities because of the post on Monday. Both of those will resume Tuesday. In a letter said,
Here it is.
Right.
I have a 13-year-old. The volume of crap. Josh can back this up.
100,000%.
The volume, it's numbing. It's mind numbing. It is constant. It is over the top.
Mm-hmm.
It is, how can we shock more? How can we get away with it? It's, Josh, I'm probably not doing a good job explaining it.
I saw this story this morning, and the pictures I saw was just the Cat in the Hat standing like behind a tree.
No.
Or just sitting on steps and like kind of creepy, like Michael Myers stuff.
Do you think
to the point that I told Kelly, maybe the Cat in Hat's my Halloween costume this year and hop on the kids' trend.
There you go.
Before you make that decision, let's see what's going on in Colorado, shall we? Because, you know, Mike, this is not limited to one state.
This is a safety alert for parents of the Cat in the Hat trend that's already sparked a police investigation in Hutchinson, Kansas.
Never heard of this one. So Taylor Johnson is going to join us to educate us on what this is and what we should be watching for.
Of course, because
it's always something new on TikTok. And this trend is taking off.
Mike, there's always something new on
TikTok. Yeah, it's taking off because of you fuckers. Right?
There's always something new on TikTok.
Come on. And then somebody says, well, Mike, you're talking about it too. Yeah, but I'm talking about it as an observer of media.
But this is what it is there's so much stuff that these kids are scrolling through so fast on social media.
That's absolutely right.
This trend goes on, and then local news picks it up to teach the parents what it is. And they make it all like this fearful thing where it's kids just having fun.
Yeah, okay. That is the point right there. And I would like to... I'd love to have more information of what the nature of the threat was. But I agree with Josh.
Mm-hmm.
I think they don't spend 5 seconds paying attention to this. It's a chuckle and on to the next thing. Then you get the lazy newscasts that decide that they are going to turn it into a big thing. That iced tea you're drinking may be killing you. That's what they do. Fear is their number one commodity, folks.
Yeah, it's taken, Rusty Spoons from years ago and making it, that he's going to actually kill you.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
It's taken a trend that the kids are just having fun with. Salad fingers, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, do I think that if the threats are serious, that there ought to be an investigation? We ought to find out who's doing this crap? Of course I do. If there's somebody out there, because you never know what people are capable of. And we've certainly had enough school shootings to know, you know, if there's somebody out there that's disturbed. But I think if it's just this bullshit, then you're going to, if you do a local news story on this.
Yeah.
And you don't do any real investigative journalism on it in detail, you're going to have 50 more local news stations doing this, and then it becomes the thing.
Mm-hmm. And if you really want national attention for your local TV station, when you come back to the anchor desk, have the Cat in the Hat there.
That would be great.
Be dressed up as the Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, I agree.
Moving forward, watch out for anybody who speaks only in rhyme.
There it is.
Aware, Mike. There's crazy people everywhere. Crazy.
Yeah. And I don't know. I like we always do on this show, because we think everything's a conspiracy. We smell a rat. You know, Halloween, you know, 1 month and a half away, right?
Yeah. That's what we got. I bet the Seuss, the Dr. Seuss, the Theater Geisel estate is ready to sell costumes.
Absolutely.
And plenty of time to put razor blades and all that candy.
Oh, yeah. Apples mostly.
We're going to revisit the moment that I had with the altercation yesterday, just lingering effects that, yes, I've been traumatized, but we'll do that when we come back. But first, ladies and gentlemen, it's the final voyage. Yes, it is. The Mike O'Mara Show has been a... The Mike O'Mara Show has been a part of your life for a good long time. Years, in fact, sailing the seven seas. So did you really think we'd just say goodbye and go home? Hell no! We're going to paradise from January 21st through the 25th. Join the TMOS gang as we set sail from Tampa to Cozumel for 4 days of sun, sea, swag, meet and greets, laughs, and one very big piece of podcast history. That's all I ever wanted to be known for. Podcast history.
You know who's going to be on the boat, Mike? Cat and Hat.
Yeah. somewhere out there on the high seas, we're doing something we've never done before, the final episode of the Mike O'Mara Show podcast. Live with you in the audience, no rerun, no do-over, no second chance. This is the one. Packing it in, folks. For now, I'm going to do a little shorty thing, but I'm letting the boys talk about what they're going to do because they're going to keep the podcast going, and I think I should mention that every time I mention that I am returning. If TMOS has been part of your life, come be a part. All right, now you turn that crap off. Come be a part of our grand finale. Come hang out with the gang, soak up some sun, share some laughs.
Maureen McGovern, Mike, is the signature voice. The female voice of this show.
Help us send this show out the only way we know how. Together, let's pack this place, the ship, the boat, I mean, because an event like this only happens once in a lifetime. Get all the details at TMOSpodcast.com or call 800-814-7100. Use group code 4435 and tell them you're with TMOS. Book today to lock in your price. We spent years making the show, so now let's make one last memory together. We want you there. We really, really do. We want a ton of people out there. Please join us, and we look forward to seeing you. All right, so my kid gets into the car quite often after golf practice or baseball practice or a long day
you
at
are,
school.
You know what? I don't think you're even allowed to say this anymore, but you're slave to his schedule.
And I love it. I am all about it. He's got a scrimmage this weekend playing the two different travel baseball teams.
Well,
we're very
that's your
excited.
New career, chauffeur.
Chauffeur. You know what? I'm good at it, and I get him to where he needs to be. I will tell you that occasionally he will leave his cleats or his athletic equipment, or his sneakers from school. First thing to come off in the car every time I pick him up are the shoes, constantly. And in the event that they linger overnight and I've got somewhere to be the following morning.
In that Florida heat.
It is not a good experience. Yeah. And so last night he wanted to run out to, I don't know, somewhere to get something. We ran out.
Raising Cane's, was he going to get sauce?
Where the hell was I taking him? I don't know. I was in the car once before, and I got a little, I was with him, and I said, what is that? Do you have cleats in here? Do you have a, what is that? Did you leave food? Did you leave your Chick-fil-A somewhere? What the hell is that? What is going, then this morning.
I can so hear you doing that.
Yeah, but there's always a chance it's just an ibis stuck in the grill.
Could be.
I get an early call this morning, and I get in the car, and it's worse. And this time, I'm like, I have the time. I'm going to do a deep dive.
Yeah.
And I go into the trunk or the hatchback. I go into the back seat. Nothing. Go into the passenger side. Nothing. Go into my side, the driver's side. And then suddenly I remember. During the altercation, I knocked over almost three quarters of a large Diet Coke.
Yeah, you were vague about that. I didn't pursue that, but I was wondering about that.
The car I have on my overpriced import, I have, it is challenged when it comes to the cup holder. The cup holder is jammed underneath a little Star Trek overhang where I have to fish it out. So quite often, if I'm enjoying a beverage in a cup in my car, you can eat, I will put it on top of the of the little Star Wars pod that goes out and sit there. Now, when I was enjoying my my lovely Burger King lunch and feeding the ibises before I was brutally attacked, I set it up on top, and then when it got more tense and I panicked, and everybody should know this, ladies, let me look to camera and say this,
yeah,
folks. When old people are attacked, they tend to flail. So I tanked the whole soda pop, and then I retrieved it from the bottom and I went to get my haircut.
Now,
and then
question,
when I got it home, I brought what was left into the house and I never mopped it up.
before we move on, what kind of floor mats do you have? Do you have carpet floor mats? For example, my floor mats are rubber and
ridged. I'm sorry. Ask that question again.
What kind of floor mats
do you have? Rob Spiewak has taught me over the years, never miss a comedy opportunity. Yeah, let's rewind and do it again. All right, go ahead.
I'm just curious. I didn't ask yesterday. Yeah. What kind of floor mats does your car have?
Oh, rhinestone.
Well, they're not absorbent.
So the
your problem.
The separate on the floor mat. Now my question is this, it's the entire reason I bring it to the show. What do I have to get? Can I steam clean it? Just use my steamer and
sure. You can also go to any car wash and they'll upcharge you a shampooing fee for it.
Okay, I got to take it.
But make sure that it doesn't get on the actual carpet of the car.
Well, that's where it is. Well, it's on the carpet. It's on the floor mat.
The floor mat is going to be your primary thing that you need to clean.
I can take the floor mat out and do that tonight. I can do that tonight. Yeah. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah.
Maybe most of it got into the floor mat.
Why would a Diet Coke smell so bad?
Well, I mean, I am an old person. It might just be me.
Is there something that you previously spilled into the carpet that it might have rejuvenated?
You never know. I've got a 13-year-old.
Like Aju or something like that?
Yeah. No. Although I have had the Jason's Deli Beef Eater in that car.
But have you spilled it?
Many times. No, I didn't. I've never spilled the
It might be sticky jus. Or make the carpet sort of, you know.
By the way, spilling tough. The jus was a game we used to play.
Stop
at American
it.
University.
You never played that. That's not right. Get us canceled just like Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, God. I don't know. You know,
it'd be bad.
Now, hold on. Rob Bryan writes, Josh and Rob show. What does that mean?
Less than 25 episodes.
So he's saying we'll fail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck off. Hey, you know what? Really, with all due respect, I was saying that because I thought he was doing a countdown thing. I didn't know. I wouldn't have spotlighted that. Rob Bryan. Bullshit. I mean, I kind of hate people sometimes. Shut up.
It's lucky, Mike, that when you went to Burger King, you didn't get your normal beverage, which is ice cold milk.
Well, I was thinking, no, his real beverage is the milkshake.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. We could go through that list, too. You just asked me what I spilled, you know?
Yeah, Mike, I'm curious. We went through a lot yesterday, but what did you spill in your car?
Dirty soda.
Oh, dirty soda.
Give me another one. Okay, I got
what
a million
did you, of. What did you spill in your car?
Yogurt.
Mike, I'm curious. That smell is really off-putting. What did you spill in your car?
Sour cream and human waste.
Fun, Mike.
Yes, go ahead.
Would you ask me about my floor mats?
Rob, what did you spill in your floor mats? What went off the
normally
the
floor mats are fine. They're made of mink.
He was back on the floor mat.
I have mink floor mats.
That's what it is. All right. Anyway, I'll give a report. No, I won't. I'll steam clean them, and I think that'll take care of it.
Your steam cleaner is exactly what you need, but don't be shy about getting that floor mat out and hosing it down.
If it goes into the regular carpet underneath the floor mat,
the car will fall apart.
No. Go get it shampooed. Okay. Go to the car plate. Go to El Car Wash and get it shampooed.
Okay. All right. I will. Do they do that there?
Of course, they do that at the car wash.
It's a wishy-washy. You just go right through the thing.
But they have
services, don't they?
And they do have a car mat cleaner thing.
Oh, those are horrible. Your car mats. That's like a Petri dish. That's like, really.
Josh, will you bring up a list of services offered by El Car Wash?
We don't need to do that. We have to take a break.
Estero, Florida.
Oh, God. Help me, Rhonda. We have to take a break. We'll come back. What are we coming back with? I forgot.
We can do some video if you like.
Oh, let's do some beautiful video. That's wonderful. But first, I want to tell you there are two kinds of people in this world. I think you know who I'm talking about. People who have tried Jot Hot Wing Sauce. And people who need to get their act together. The Mike O'Mara Show has teamed up with a fine eatery known as James Old Town Tavern to put some heat in your meat.
What?
Jimmy's award-winning Jot Hot is the real deal. The buffalo wing sauce that made Jimmy's famous best wings in the world. Now available for your very own refrigerator. It's his own recipe. Just go to jimmystavern.com, click Jot Wing Sauce, and have a bottle headed your way in no time. Wings, obviously.
Sure.
Burgers, absolutely. Human fingers, you bet.
Yep.
Chicken, hell yes. Straight from the bottle at 2 a.m. That's between you and your God. It'll be okay. And here's the beautiful part. Use code TMOS at checkout. Save a buck and support the show while you're at it. So get your... Oh, I didn't read that the right way. Hold on. Bad punctuation for me. I don't read it well. Use code TMOS at checkout. Save a buck and support the show while you're at it. Hate that sentence. So get yourself some Jot Hot at jimmystavern.com. Jot Hot. Put some heat in your meat. All hail the king. And please, sauce responsibly. Play the thing for the thing.
Mike,
please.
What were you drinking? Weren't you drinking Jot Hot with your Whopper?
Jot Hot with just a little creme fraiche.
Very nice.
Yum, hey, yum, I yum. Like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Is there any end to the things you can find on the internet? It never ceases to amaze me.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, I don't know if you know this because you haven't been with Mike as long as I have, but when he was young, him and his sister and some cousins, his father would get them together to do songs. And they had what was called for a while the O'Mara Family Singers. And I didn't know any video existed of this, but luckily I was able to find it. See if you can spot Mike in this video of the O'Mara Family Singers. I think it's 1972. You can correct me because you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Stop! Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, Mr. Postman.
Please, Mr. Postman, look and see.
Oh, yeah, there's a letter
I looked like that at one point.
Yes.
Why should take him such a long time?
Oh, yeah.
No need to hear from
are they all related?
They're all bred from the same test tube. If you're trying to spot Mike, he was the girl in the blue dress.
I definitely had shirts like that when I was a little bitty.
Is it exciting to see the family back together again?
It's wonderful. I get a Duggar vibe, a very evil Duggar vibe when I watch that.
And I feel that if you hit a flat note, you might have gotten the shit beat out of you.
Yeah, you were going to the room. No!
The room.
Don't put me in the room again, please.
Do you still take news from News 16?
There may be many, many outlets nowadays where you can get your information.
Right.
We all hear about the dueling competition in newscasts, but what was it again?
News 16.
News 16 is where I go for all my information.
And your favorite anchor, your favorite in the field reporter is Mackenzie Auker.
I love Mackenzie. She's the best of the Aukers.
Do you remember when she went down to the local hill where kids sit on cardboard and slide down the hill?
Oh, it was wonderful. And she was there with all the little Aukers.
Yeah, Mike, this stand-up, this is what they call in TV, a stand-up. This stand-up didn't go exactly as she'd hoped.
For next year and for me to go down the iconic hill and hopefully make it down. Mackenzie Auker, Newswatch 16, live in South Williamsport. Here we go.
All right, honey.
Here we go.
There you go.
Oh, got to sit on the cardboard.
She wearing a dress?
Sort of.
Uh-oh. Hello. Oh, no. Oh, come on, Lindsay. Come on, Lindsay. You can do it, unfortunately.
It's Mackenzie, Mike.
Oh, Mackenzie. Come on, Mackenzie.
You can tell she picked the wrong location with how green the grass is. It's worn down.
She's not giving up. She's going to try some more.
Come on now, Mackenzie.
This is part two. They actually stopped tape for her and began it again.
And then I'm sure they practiced.
Yeah.
Go. Oh, no. Mackenzie. Come on now. Do we get a payoff here?
No, she never slides. She never, ever slides.
Oh, Mackenzie.
Yeah. She's still trying, though.
That's interesting motion there. Looks like we're watching something really bad on the internet. Mackenzie.
Yeah, Mackenzie.
Obviously. And then the anchorman said, obviously, Mackenzie having some trouble out there. There we go.
Weatherman says, I had sex with her.
I believe that the hill would be gravitationally challenged.
I believe Mackenzie is gravitationally challenged.
Well, that's the Little League World Series. There's a tradition, and you see players do it all the time with the kids.
Yeah.
And remember, here's what's really important. Don't hate the player.
No, no.
That's it.
But by the way, her scooting skills are what got her the job.
Way to go, Mackenzie. Hey, we're doing a bonus show in So check that out, won't you, please? We'd love to have you around. Thanks for coming around along with us today.
That
we appreciate that you can eat. Thank you. My car smells like sour milk. Not sure what that is. Or it might be old person smell. I don't know. Might be my nethers, my undercarriage. I don't know.
Did you still fill your pants with sour cream?
I did.
Yeah, it'll do it.
I did. So I could slide on my... I went out to the local park and put my rhinestone car mat on a hill. That's it. We'll see you next time. For Josh Sorokin, Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You know, when my inner decorator kicks in, yeah. I can't be stopped. Everything is daffodils and duck stencils, you know what I'm saying?
What the hell's going on here?
Just thought we're almost finished. Good. Golly, Miss Molly. Ha ha
ha! Thank you for correcting my English, which stinks. I am Nanja Ibuko, exchange student from Cameroon. Ha 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 ha!